great day for the Bison. You win your own invite, Coach. What, 324? Had a pretty decent day. Maybe a little, a tad breezy, but boy, I've noticed there's been years where it's really been twice as windy as it was today. But still, you got a pretty nice day for it, didn't you?
Yeah, no complaints on the aspect of the weather. You know, I would say the second nine, it started to blow a little bit for us. But for some reason, I don't know what it was, but our course played really tough today. And it wasn't just for our kids. It was everybody in the field. And they had some little bit tougher pin placements, and the greens were kind of tricky today for the guys. But, you know, overall, can't be more proud of our guys for winning the Ron Coleman Invitational by 11. Shots, and you know, our top five guys all were in the top 15 and brought home medals, which is really exciting.
I often wonder pin placements for your own meet. Who makes those decisions?
Well, it's either Chris Vance or Clint Coleman. You know, they do the best they can to make it challenging yet fair. But, you know, there was a couple in particular, like number 10, number 16, that were tough. But, you know, everyone's got to see them. Everyone's got to face them. And we did a pretty good job once we got to those couple holes. But, you know, for the most part, our guys did a pretty good job battling course all day.
I know you mentioned in our with us the other day, you know, Holdridge, Gehring, a couple of teams that you hit the nail on the head. You had to look out for, and they were right behind you.
Yeah, you know, Holders has such a solid team. You know, they have five guys that can really play. You know, they have, you know, they had five guys that were mid-80s today. You know, once they get a couple of their one and two kind of slipping down in the 70s, they're going to be kind of scary. And they were, you know, we had the live scoring today. They're right on our heels all day today. And Gehring's another team, you know, Jack Mazur kid's really solid. Gehring's only going to get better. You know, they got a little bit younger team than what we do, so those are two teams that are definitely going to be on our radar.
Landon Kamak picks up another invite win for you.
I tell you what, this kid is so much fun to watch, and the thing that was most impressive about Landon's day is he didn't probably start out the greatest, but his finish was unbelievable. He birdied number 15, he birdied number 17 coming home, and those are two of the, if not probably two of the tougher holes on the course, and he just really had command. Talk about finishing a round, that's what Landon did, and to win for the fourth time this year already, that just speaks volumes to how good he is as a player.
Then the Loop Boys followed that placing once again, fifth and sixth for you.
Yeah, Reed Loop had an 81. You know, Reed probably had one or two shots he wish he would have had back, you know, and that probably separated him from, you know, being, you know, can't knock the top five finish. You know, that's just how good Reed is, but could have been a top two finisher if he had one or two swings back. He's got to find the putter a little bit more. You know, that's one thing he's really leaned on is his putting, and he's got to get back in the groove. It's no different than a basketball shooter in basketball. You know, he's just got to get back in the groove. Keaton Loop, you know, young freshman going out there, had it rolling. I tell you what, going into the 16th hole, he was only four over par and slipped up on the 16th hole and took a little bit of a bigger number than he wanted to, but he can't knock his top six finish there, you know. And then you got to talk about Trent Riley and Colton Cutter both being in the top 15, shooting 84s. And that's kind of been the difference the last couple, or this last week, is our three and four golfers really helped out. And, you know, when you have two guys like Landon and Reed, as good as they are, and then Keaton and Trenton and Colton helping them out, it's definitely a nice day for us.
Then you had, of course, two teams, which is kind of nice. Some of your, those other youngsters had a chance to golf as well.
Yeah, and Cruz McCarty once again came out and had a great day. Shot 90, had one double-digit number on the round. If he gets rid of that, you know, he's a mid-80s guy and is a top 20 finisher. And so it's just really exciting to see Cruz and his development. Had it rolling for a long period of the day. It just had one hole. And then Lee Davidson, or, you know, a guy that didn't come out as a freshman, came out as a sophomore and shoots a 93. It was really solid round. for him. Jalen Collicott was a little bit higher than he wanted with a 98, but can't knock what he has done this year. And just had, you know, Brody Anthony was a little bit higher than he wanted with a 101. And then Eli Smith was a 106. But, you know, they had some good holes throughout the day, just took a couple big numbers than what they really wanted.
Well, the first of two meets, you're crossing fingers for Thursday at Wild Horse in Gothenburg. We'll see what Mother Nature has in store. But otherwise, if you make the trip and get a chance to play, another tough course and good field of teams.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get some rain, so we're going to have to bundle up, and we might have to get our rain suits on. But, you know, Gothenburg's tough enough without weather conditions, so it's really going to test us to see how we can battle the conditions. You know, once you throw in the element of rain, you know, that's something that, me personally, that was the hardest thing to battle, because once you lose a little bit of feeling, a little bit of grip on your club, sometimes you lose some control. But we're going to have to battle that. We're going to bounce back. You know, like I said earlier, there's going to be Aurora, there's going to be Grand Island Northwest, some different teams there, so it's going to be an awesome challenge for us. They burn the native all in the interior, so that's going to help out a little bit with things, but at the end of the day, I think the weather might be a challenge for us.
So is that something similar? You mentioned burn the native, what Heritage Gilles did recently. I know folks are wondering what the heck's going on. He had a fire out there, and that was a planned control burn, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They usually rotate, you know, sometimes it's the front nine, sometimes it's the back nine, but, you know, it's just primarily getting rid of the weeds and trying to get a fresh start for the native so it grows, and, you know, it doesn't take very long. It's a week or 2 weeks after, you already see the green grass growing, but, you know, you see a lot of burn golf balls in there that people wish they would have back. I'll tell you that right now. But it's all just a controlled burn to try to help out the golf course to keep the grass as healthy as it can be.
Well, maybe you kind of maybe want to meet like this on Thursday if the weather is cloudy, overcast, a little rainy, because I don't think you've had one like that all spring, and you never know what your districts are, you never know what state's going to be. So do you kind of like to have, hey, let's have a meet like this just to get used to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, if there's a team that I've had in the past or this year that can handle it, it's this team, because they've just seen so many different scenarios. You know, you talk about Reed and Landon their freshman year. I don't think there was an invite that we had that was under 30 mile an hour winds. I mean, it was just a crazy windy year. Those guys they've really cut their teeth. You know, Colton's right there being a three-year starter, Trenton a two-year starter. So, you know, these guys have battled the conditions. We've really gotten a break lately this year as far as the conditions of the weather. So, yeah, we're due to have a day like Thursday as far as some weather. But, you know, if there's a team that can handle it, it's this team for sure.